Moncrief on News Talk.
I was reading an article today in the UK Independent, and in it, right, Jonathan Ross is talking about how he hates showering. See, he says he can go at least a week without showering, and so does his wife, and that they're like a couple of hamsters in their straw in that bed when they do that. And I feel just really vindicated because I also hate showering. I do it because it's just not socially acceptable not to shower, and I work with people, so I have to shower. But I am wondering, what are the skin implications? Dr. Isabel Hawk is a consultant dermatologist, and she joins us now. Isabel, are we showering too much, or should I be showering more?
Absolutely. This is a great question, and it's something that comes up often. There isn't actually a broadly accepted amount that you need to clean your skin, even amongst dermatologists. But I would say if we had to pinpoint something, it would be once a day.
Oh, that wow.
So that is needed, especially for our face and our exposed skin, to remove the debris and the dirt and the oils that build up throughout the day, and to keep them from our skin and keep them clean.
But like John Flintstone on the Savannah, right? Like our natural version of ourselves. Where there's not showers provided. It doesn't rain enough. We have rivers. Like, how are we meant to naturally shower?
That's great. That's a great, great question. You know, water, of course, cleans to some degree, but if we really want to remove, you know, the pollutants that are now in our environment that we know damage our skin, all the cosmetic products that we're putting on our skin now, we really need to be using, you know, a cleanser also.
Okay, because there's more pollutants than John Flintstone on the Savannah has, we have to do more to clean them off our skin.
Yeah, and also to maintain optimal skin health. I can't imagine that if Johnson Stone or whoever we're referring to wasn't washing his skin regularly, my bet is that he probably had a little bit of acne and it wasn't looking too good.
But I have to argue with you here, right?
Okay.
Because I am sitting here with you and my skin is glowing. Like, I am radiant. I don't have any breakouts. I rarely have. I got through my teenage years without any acne, and I cannot tell you the last time I washed my face. Now, I had a shower today. This morning, but I didn't. I just got my hands and washed them over my face with the water that was falling off my hair with my shampoo in it. I don't have a skin regime. I've often slept in my makeup. Is skin not like 80% genetic?
That's a really, really good question. And everybody's skin is different. You're exactly right. So some people are really lucky, just like you. It sounds like you have beautiful skin and you don't need to do too much to it to maintain it. So that's awesome. But definitely there are other people, even people who have a really great skincare regime. They're doing all the right things and they still can have skin problems, and that can be out of their control.
So it is kind of a genetic thing. It's not that, because people will say to me online, you know, oh, what products do you use? And I can feel their desperation through Instagram where they're like, I want to have the skin that you have. And I'm like, darling, I wear oil of ole that my grandmother left me when she died. It's out of date. I rarely use it. And then my husband, he doesn't have great skin. So he has a whole pestle and mortar skin regime with hyaluronic acid trying to reduce his blackheads. But it just seems that sometimes no matter what you do, your genes are going against you.
Absolutely. And there are lots of different factors that come to play, you know, and your environment too, the amount of stress you're under. Stress can really impact our skin, our diets, their smoking. A lot of things come into play. But definitely, I agree, your genetics have a huge role to play too.
And talk to me about, like, so if you're someone who doesn't love to shower a lot, how often are things like your pillowcases, what's the impact of your pillowcases, your bed sheets, what's the impact of that on your skin?
That's a great question, especially about pillowcases, because as you can imagine, oils, dirt, debris that's on our face gets transferred over onto our pillowcases. So they do need to be washed regularly. And usually I would say to my patients, once a week is a good goal to have.
Sorry, how regularly would you suggest?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay. And then the products that we use on our skin, say, I don't know, coming into summer, SPF, or then things like, you know, there's an awful lot of skincare. There's a whole trend on TikTok at the moment about French pharmacies.
Yeah.
how much of this is just sort of hype and trendy, and what are the products that like we actually need to be using to keep our skin looking well?
Great question. And it does depend a little bit on your skin type, of course, and your age, things like that. But something you alluded to just now, sunscreen is really important, especially as we head into summer.
Does it matter what type, or is like our own sunscreens made equal?
Yeah, that's a really good question too. It does matter. There are different ingredients that we can use in our sunscreens, and they work in different ways. It's broadly accepted that zinc-containing sunscreens provide the optimal protection. So I would recommend, if you're looking for a sunscreen, aim for a minimum SPF 30 and one that's zinc-containing.
Okay. And is it possible to shower too much? Can you destroy the pH of your skin? Or like you're talking about all those oils that transfer onto the pillow. Like, do we not need some of those?
Absolutely. So our skin is like a barrier. It's an envelope for our body. It protects us from the outside world. And it's made up of a combination of proteins and lipids. So we absolutely do want to support that barrier and keep it intact and healthy and strong. If we overwash, and if we're using particularly soaps that are more aggressive, excessively exfoliating, we can actually damage that barrier. And so if you're showering too much, what you might notice is that your skin is dry, red, irritated, more sensitive. So yes, you can absolutely overwash your skin.
I have a question that's just a personal question because I live in an estate and our WhatsApp group is constantly pinging because we have got very hard water.
Mm-hmm.
Does the hardness of the water, is that good for skin, bad for skin? I know that I use more hair product, like it takes more to lather my shampoo than it used to when I lived in a place that had soft water. But what impact is that having on my skin?
Yeah, it can be a little more drying. Absolutely. Most people don't need to change their water, though. Usually, if you avoid having showers that are too long, too hot, I generally will recommend have warm showers that are less than 10 minutes and use gentle soaps and moisturize right after. Usually, that's enough to combat any excess dryness.
And then when it comes to like your scalp, is that the same skin that's on our body? Like, do we need to treat it in the same way? Because the thing that usually will get me into the shower is like, okay, I have to wash my hair, but I don't really focus on my scalp. I just kind of wash the bit that you can see.
Yeah, absolutely. Our skin's the same, you know, all over the body. It can vary a little bit in terms of the type of glands that are there and that, but it's the same skin. I guess the big difference with our scalp, of course, is the hair that's on there, and it makes it a little harder to access. And then, of course, it can trap debris and dirt and things a little bit easier, and there's a little more oil in our scalp. So although it's the same, you do need to care for a little bit more with shampoos and that.
And would you say that we need to shower, like, so you said every day, but if you're someone who's like going to the gym, working out, or it's like a really hot day, would you recommend showering more than once a day, or is it like once a day under those conditions?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Once a day is generally the max that I recommend. Some people who have very oily skin or who work out a lot can tolerate twice a day. But if you're going up to twice a day, a lot of people will find that a little bit drying.
Okay. And can you, sometimes I also think that like moisturizing is a little bit of a scam because you're putting the cream on top of your skin, but like sometimes your skin just isn't absorbing it. Should you not be sort of like moisturizing from the inside out?
That's a really great question, actually. If you imagine the skin, it's made up of fats and proteins. And it's like a barrier, like an envelope. And it actually works like a shield from the outside world. So we don't think of moisturizer as kind of injecting moisture into the cells or fluid into the cells. We actually think of it more of kind of filling in that envelope and making the barrier stronger.
Okay, so it's kind of like protecting protecting the moisture you already have?
Exactly.
Okay, and then how do you get the moisture?
There are some types of moisturizers that do inject moisture, but generally speaking, we're creating that seal that helps you reduce the amount of moisture you're actually losing.
And are there, when you say that there are types that inject, is that like a specific brand?
Probably like a hyaluronic acid. and okay. that will plump up your cells a little bit more. Whereas like a lipid emollient, like a Vaseline or something like that, that's more of a barrier type emollient.
Okay, so that's not going to, because the only thing that I will invest, like take all my money, is lip care, because my lips get so dry
yeah.
no matter what I do. Mm-hmm. And then I just use Vaseline, but I'm like, this is a faff. Like, this is not doing what I need it to do.
No, it absolutely is. It does a great job.
But it's doing a great job at me not getting any drier, but it's not making them, you know, it's not like putting water back into my lips.
But if you think about how the skin functions, it makes it seal, it is supporting that seal. So it's actually supporting the function of the skin so it can retain water.
And you know the way some people say, like when they're on a night out, like don't go to the toilet because you're going to break the seal and then you'll be going to the toilet all night. My friends also think that if you start using Vaseline in the winter, like once you start, you've broken the seal and you're going to have to be putting it on 15 times a day for the rest of the winter. But if you can just get through the first few weeks without it, your lips will toughen up. Is there any science behind that?
I don't think there's any science to back that up.
Okay, so just go with the Vaseline when you need it and you're not going to make your lips more sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. I mean, I'll pass on the word to Jonathan Ross that he needs to start showering more. I'm not sure that I'll take the advice myself. Thank you so much for chatting to me.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Loads of texts coming in on this, and I agree, like this is a fact. I disagree. I do not think that we should be showering every day. Someone has WhatsApped us to say, once a day my arse, you'll wash away the natural oils. Every 3 days is perfect, unless of course you're working up a sweat every day. Another WhatsApp on showering. Savannah Hunter John never showered, also never lived past Savannah Hunter John, yes, sorry, who never showered, also never lived past 40. There's a reason why we live longer. Being clean is one of them. Garrett in Galway. And then somebody else has said, what about dogs licking your face? I don't believe that that is in any way hygienic or cleansing, but maybe it's as good as hyaluronic acid. Who knows?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.